Good afternoon, everybody. I hope that you are having a meaningful and easy fast. Just wanted to share with you some fascinating haros on famous sugyas in the Daf Yomi over the past couple of days. And to begin with, on Daf Yud Amud Aleph Ksubas, the Gemara there at the very beginning of the Amud says, Rav Nachman says, B'shem Shmuel, in the name of Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, as follows, Chachamim tiknu lahem livnos Yisrael, Lebsula Masayim Villa Almana Mana. The Chachamim or Mesakin, they instituted for Bnos Yisrael that a Besula is entitled to a ksuba of 200 zuz, which is referred to in Halacha as the Ikr ksuba, and an Almana is entitled to a ksuba of 100 zuz. And what is noteworthy here, and Tosis jumps on this, is that the Gemara says, Chachamim tiknu lahem levnos Yisrael lebesula masayim. It sounds like, says Tosis, that the very institution of ksuba is only a din d'rabbanan. And the problem with that is, Tosis asks, look at the nusach ksuba. We hear it read under every chuppah. Yohivna lichi mohar besulaychi kesev zuzei masan dechazi lichi mid deoraisa. In the ksuba, it says that I, the chassan, says, give to you the kala, your ksuba, mohar besulaychi, that which is given to you as a besula, kesef zuzi masan, 200 zuz, which you are entitled to midoraisa. So how could the nusach ksuba say, dechazi lichi midoraisa, if the Gemara itself says, chachamim tiknu lahem, that it's only tekanas chachamim? So Ben Otam says, famous Shitas Ben Otam, quoted here in Tosfos, that although, yes, our Gemara, citing of Shimon ben Elazar, says that Chachamim tiknu lahem livnos Yisrael, this man Dormer holds it's only Yedin de Rabbanan, but our Nusach HaKsuba, says Rabban Atam, follows the Shita of Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel. And Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel argues on Rabban Shimon ben Elazar. And he says that the Ksuba given to a Besula is a Din de Oraisa. And we paskin like Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel. So says Ibn Otam, that the Nusach HaKsuba that we have is correct. It should, in fact, say, as we have it, Dechazi Lichim Deraisa, because we paskin like Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, that the Ikr Ksuba given to a Besula is a Din Deoraisa. This is Shitas Abenu Tam. Now, on the other hand, the Rush quotes Ibn Chananel and the Gaonim, who say no, that the Din of Ksuba, even for a Besula, is only a Din Derabanan. It is not a din d'oraisa. And many Mishonim and the Gaonim hold the Gemara Chananel that the institution of even the Ikr Ksuba given to a Besula is only a din d'rabanan. It is not a din d'oraisa. This is quoted by the Rush in Simin Yud Tes. The Rabbi Chananel paskins like our sugya, like Rav Nachman, that Ksubas Isha is d'rabanan. And we don't paskin like Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel. And the Rush quotes, Kol ha-ga'onim hiskimu to ksubas isha medrabanan, that all the ga'onim hold, that the ksuba of an isha given to a besula is only a din drabanan. And the question then becomes, well, if that's true, that ksubas isha is only drabanan, so how then do we explain the word in the ksuba, t'chazilichi midda oraisa? So the truth is, Sfardim, in keeping with the psak of the Shulchan Aruch, completely omit the word de'oraisa in their Nusach HaKsuba. They, the Shulchan Aruch, and the Sfardim Paskin, like Ibn Chanana, like the Gaonim, that Ksubas Isha, even the Ikar Ksuba for Basula, is only Drabanan. And in fact, they do not have the word de'oraisa in the Ksuba at all. Ashkenazim, though, follow the Ramah Paskins, that we do have the word de'oraisa, de'chazilicha de'oraisa, in our Ksuba. Next time you're at a chasen, listen carefully, you'll hear it. D'chazlichim d'oraisa. We, Ashkenazim, like Dharma, hold that the word d'oraisa is included in the ksuba. Why do we include the word d'oraisa in the ksuba? So, one interpretation of Dharma is that Dharma passes the Kabbalatam, that the ikr ksuba of a besula is d'oraisa. So, it makes perfect sense. You say d'chazlichim d'oraisa because we hold that ksuba's besula is d'oraisa. However, there are other achronim who understand the Ramah as follows. Even if the Ramah were to hold, like the opinion of the Gaonim and many, many Rishonim, that the Ksuba of a Besula is only Drabanan, it still is possible to justify the inclusion of the word De'oraisa in the Ksuba. Why is that? So on the one hand, you have, as Sefer Mishpat HaKsuba quotes from the Chidush HaSam Sofer here on our Sugya, or from the Rashba and the Meiri, the following explanation. Even if one holds that the Chiyuv Ksuba, when a Basula gets married, is only Drabanan, the phrase "dechazi lichi midaraisa" is justifiable because it means, yes, Chazal were mechayiv the husband to obligate himself to pay this Masayim Zuz as his ksuba, but once he obligates himself, Kabbalah's Kenyan, Shtar Chov, now the chiyuv exists on him midaraisa, and so now when we speak of the money that is deserving to be paid to the Basula, the chiyuv now is deraisa. Yes, the chiyuv to obligate himself to begin with was Rabban. But once he has obligated himself, kedas v'kedin, well, now there's a shibud. If there's a shibud, he has to pay it mid-deraisa, like any borrower has to pay their bachov mid-deraisa. So that's one justification and explanation for the word deraisa, the chazlicha deraisa, which the Ramah says we include in our ksuba, even if we assume, like Ibn Hanan on the Gaonim and many Rishonim, that the chiyuv Ksuba, to begin with, is only a chiyuv drabanan. The other explanation given, this is quoted by the Rosh. The Rosh quotes that perhaps, even if one assumes the chiyuv ksuba is drabanan, nonetheless, the words dechazi lichim deraisa are justifiable in the ksuba. Why? Because, the Rosh explains, and Sefer Mishpat HaKsuba elaborates on this as well, quoting the Rambam in Hilchos Ishus, Perek Yud Halacha Ches, that when we speak of the Masayim Zuz, the chiv that is imposed upon the Baal to pay his wife upon divorce or upon his death. Masayim Zuz is the equivalent of Chamishim Shekel. Chamishim Shekel is the amount in the Torah that one is obligated to pay when one is penalized for seducing someone, a mefata, or when one is penalized for raping someone, a ma'anes. Chamishim Shekel Kesef. The Pasuk speaks of Kemohar HaBesulos, implying that the ksuba that is granted a besula is also Chamishim Shekel Kesef, that our Gemara here darshans on Daf Yud. Chamishim Shekel is the equivalent of Masayim Zuz, because every shekel, or in Aramaic, every sela, is the equivalent of 4 dinarim, or 4 zuzim. So when we speak of 50 shekel is the equivalent of 200 dinarim, or the equivalent of 200 zuz. So that's the chiyuv d'oraisa of ksuba, or, according to some, the chiyuv d'rabanan of ksuba. However, the silver coins that were minted in the times of the Torah and in the times of the Nevi'im were apparently more valuable than the same-sized coins that were minted in the times of Chazal. And one explanation given for this, that of the Rambam, is that the silver coins in the times of the Torah and the Nevi'im were made of pure silver, whereas the coins that were the same size and same denomination but made in the times of Chazal were a mix of silver and copper, and therefore their real value, the value of the silver content, was far less than the value of the equivalent denomination and coin from the times of the Torah and the times of the Nevi'im. And the difference in value was that the coins in the times of Chazal were 1/8 the value of the equivalent coin from the times of the Torah, the times of the Nevi'im. And this is what is meant by the phrase Sela Tsuri versus Sela Medina. Sela Tsuri refers to the coins that are minted in the times of the Torah and the times of the Nevi'im, minted in the town of Tsur. Those were a pure silver coin, and they were 8 times more valuable than the equivalent sized coin and the equivalent denomination that was minted in times of Chazal, which was known as the Sela Medina. Sela Medina, it might have been the same denomination, shekel coin, might have been the same sized shekel coin as the shekel in the times of the Torah and the times of the Nevi'im, but because it had a much less of a silver content to it, it was only 1/8 of the value. And so what the Rosh quotes here, getting back to our discussion, is, if in fact the halacha is like Rabbeinu Hanan and like the Gaonim, that the chiyuv ksuba imposed on a husband to give his besula wife upon divorcing her is only a chiyuv drabanan, what then is the meaning of the phrase dechazi lichi midaraisa? So the Rosh quotes at the end of Simen Yutes that even if you hold ksubas isha is drabanan, it's possible to justify the phrase dechazu lichi midaraisa. Because what is meant by that, suggests the Rosh, is that the Chachamim were masakein the Chiv Ksuba of Chamishim Shekel Kesef, or Masayim Zuz, were Masakin that it should be payable in the Chamishim Shekel Kesef of the Torah's Shekel Kesef. Meaning, it shouldn't be the Shekel Kesef of Chazal's time, which was only 1/8 the value of the Shekel Kesef from the times of the Torah, but rather they were Masakin the pure silver Shekel Kesef variety, which is 8 times more valuable than the Shekel Kesef in the times of Chazal. So yes, Chachamim Tiknu Levnos Yisrael Ksuba LeBesula Masayim, Chazal were the ones who imposed the Chiv of Masayim Zuz for every Besula Ksuba. But what kind of Masayim Zuz? What kind of Chamishim Shekel Kesef? The Chazulichi Midaraisa. It's the Torah's Shekel Kesef. The Torah's pure silver coins 50 Shekel Kesef, 200 Zuz. That suggests the Rosh is the Pshat in the phrase the Chazulichi Midaraisa, and the Rosh says that is Devarim Shel Ta'am Heim. That makes a lot of sense. So when you're paying off the Ksuba, it's not what we call 50 Shekel Kesef in Sela Medina coins, rather it's Sela Tzuri coins. It's the Torah's Shekel Kesef. So once again, according to the Shulchan Aruch, according to the Sfarim, the Nusach HaKsuba does not make any mention of the Chazalichi Midaraisa, just says the Chazalichi, because the Chiyuv Ksuba, according to the Rabbeinu Chananel, according to the Gaon, according to the Shulchan Aruch, is only Chiyuv Drabbanan. Whereas according to the Ramah, we do include the words the Chazalichi Midaraisa. Either the Pshat is the Ramah passes like a minute time, that the Chiyuv Ksuba for Besula is Dehoraisa, or perhaps the Ramah holds, like Rabbeinu Chananel and the Gaonim, that the Chiyuv Ksuba is Drabbanan. And yet the phrase, T'chazulichim ederaisa, means either, as Chassam Sofer, Meiri and Rashba suggest, that once the Chachamim imposed the Chiv, and the Baal's Meshabed himself, Memela now he's chayv to pay off that Shibud, Min HaTorah, because the Chiv takes effect ederaisa, once Chazal insisted that he obligate himself. Or the Pshat is, like the Rosh suggests, B'Shem Yesh Mefarshim, that although the Chiv Ksuv is only Drabbanan, but it's payable in what kind of Shekel Kesef? Not the Shekel Kesef of Sela Medina of Chazal's time, which had only 1/8 the silver content of the Shekel Kesef Sela Tzuri of the Torah's time, but rather the Chiv is the Chaz Licha Midaraisa. It's deserving, it's coming to you, Midaraisa, the Torah's Shekel Kesef coin, the Sela Tzuri, the much more valuable, 8 times more valuable, Kesef Shkolim of the Torah. That's what the Ksuba is, which was imposed upon the Baal Midrabbanan.